Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We continue with a latter or near final end of our journey with Amanda Paulson and with Tim Swartz. Tim, you want to pursue with Amanda the stuff about invisible thingies?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we were talking about, you know, like the possibility of an invisible Sasquatch or whatever. And, you know, we had the Mike Mays on a couple weeks ago, who firmly believes that Bigfoot is a completely physical creature. Yet we've talked to other people who have been on Bigfoot hunts and have seen, like, strange lights in the trees that seem to be somehow associated with these creatures. So, you know, I often wonder when it comes to, you know, not only Bigfoot, but, you know, other types of cryptids and maybe even UFOs, whether or not we may be dealing with not only things that are real, that are physically real, that are, you know, exactly what we, you know, we're thinking they are, and then possibly then paranormal mimics, for want of a better word, that there is an aspect to, you know, whatever, you know, the astral reality that has this trickster effect that then goes and plays games with us using these things. You know, is that something that's ever occurred to you possibly, Amanda?
Yeah. I've been doing some reading in the last couple years regarding, like, the trickster archetype or the trickster in relation to the paranormal. I just got finished reading Synchronicity by Alan Combs and Mark Holland, which talks a bit about the trickster element as well. And so I haven't thought too much yet, I guess, on how that plays into the way that people are experiencing UFO and cryptid phenomena as well. But I think that makes a lot of sense. I think it's possible that there could be a trickster element to all of it. And it's hard because there are a lot of people who very firmly believe that cryptids, Sasquatch in particular, is very real, flesh and blood. And I just want to make it clear that, like, I am open to that possibility, but I think I already said this, but that I just haven't experienced it in that way yet for myself. So to me, I enjoy the idea of there being a trickster element to it, there being maybe a more, I don't know. It's all very, it's a big topic.
That's what makes it so much fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know when I say that, you know, some people look at me kind of weird, you know, I say, oh, this stuff is fascinating, it's fun. You know, I'm like, what, fun? What? You know?
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's that mystery, you know, that idea that there is more to our universe than just what is apparent to our, you know, five senses.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's fun, too. I don't know what I would do with my life if I looked at it or took it for face value and just this was it. I think it's fun to explore all of those possibilities.
And you look at a lot of ghostly phenomena. I mean, that very much, especially, say, like poltergeist activity, you know, that very much has a trickster aspect to it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it always seems to be one step ahead of everyone and, you know, loves to play games with you. And you think that you've gotten rid of it only for it to come back again, even stronger than before.
Yeah.
Amanda, I wanted to ask you a quick question before we go on. Have you ever read the works of John Keel?
I've only read The Mothman Prophecies, but I haven't gone any further than that. And I don't even know why. I read very slowly. And I just got done with, like I said, Synchronicity and The Trickster and The Paranormal took me quite a while. And then I was also getting into Passport to Magonia. But John Keel, I've only gotten into The Mothman Prophecies, but no further. Do you have any recommendations for me?
Well, of course, Operation Trojan Horse would be certainly a useful thing. And he, of course, was very much into tricksterish elements in the UFO field.
The Eighth Tower would probably be a good one, though that one's
sure.
a little bit more difficult to find right now. Yeah, I mean, trying to think. Our Haunted Planet, that's a good one. That one may be a little bit more easier to find. The Eighth Tower was actually going to be part of the Mothman Prophecies, but his publisher wanted him to make a shorter book. So he cut that part out and actually, you know, made a separate book with it years later.
Yeah.
Of course, that's two for the price of two.
I mean, you knew John somewhat, didn't you, Gene?
A little bit more than somewhat, sure. I met him a number of times. my crazy little magazine, Café de M'Tour, that Geneva and I worked on, he wrote an article or two for it, wrote lots of wacky letters. I remember, all right. Now, Amanda, this is way before you were born. I remember back in the mid-60s, I'm working at the office of the one and only Jim Moseley of Saucer News at 303 Fifth Avenue in New York City. And this guy drops in, he's doing an article for Playboy and wants to talk to Jim. The article, I don't think, was ever published, but that was John Keel.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're correct. That article was not published. And that upset John quite a bit because he did a lot of work on that.
And suddenly he's this big muckety-muck in the UFO field. My God, that guy, here he is.
I had lunch with him one time when I was in New York visiting Tim Beckley. We went out, and Tim actually got him to come out of his apartment and have lunch with us.
You're talking about John Keel?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed.
And at that point in his life, though, I mean, he was getting rather, of course, he had always been kind of crudge-mungely. But I think he was even more so. Didn't you try to get him on the show one time?
Our original co-host contacted him. He got the phone number from Tim Beckley, and he wanted to see if he could invite John Keel on the Paracast. And Keel's known me for many, many years, and I figured this would be a piece of cake, right? So he called him, and Keel says to him in so many words, "Who gave you this number?" and hangs up. Now, this is really late in the life of John Keel. Didn't live that many years thereafter.
But yeah, the books that we suggested, you know, those would be good ones to research. So I have been stalking your Instagram account.
And, he admits it. Wait a minute, he admitted it.
That's right. That's right. there's a couple things that from this account that I want to talk to you about. First of all, and I should have asked this when we were talking about your visit to the UK earlier, but you have some references to a crop circle exhibit that was close to Stonehenge. So what's your impression of the phenomena? Because, I mean, you know, right there where you were, it has been basically a crop circle city for a number of years.
Let's do our crop circles in a moment. We've got more to come with Amanda, Tim, and Gene. You're in
the Pentecost.
you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Amanda, with Jean, and with Tim. Amanda, questions are posed at you. What do you have to say?
Regarding the Crop Circle Museum that I visited.
Yeah, and crop circles in general.
Crop circles in general. Well, so I had not had the pleasure of seeing a crop circle myself, and we were all really excited on this tour. We thought we were going to be shown a crop circle, but apparently it just wasn't. They hadn't had any this season. I guess there's seasons for crop circles in that area. So we went to this tiny crop circle exhibit museum that was really close to, kind of close to Stonehenge. I don't know. Time didn't exist there. I have no idea how far things were, but an hour away. And it was so unassuming. It was so cool. It was just in this little neighborhood, like set back in this warehouse, and there was like a little coffee shop and a furniture shop. You would never guess that there'd be a crop circle exhibit back there. But I learned more about crop circles in that like 30 minutes I had there than I knew really at all prior to that. I grew up in Montana, and the only exposure I had to crop circles were ones that everyone was fairly certain kids were doing in the field. And so it was looked at more like a thing that hurts the crops, if that makes sense. So I really didn't know much about it until way, way later on, about how extensive the history of crop circles goes. At this museum, I learned how far back in history there are related things to crop circles, you know, like even just, gosh, I'm trying to go back in my memory about this, but it also got into, ley lines and some other things that I know a little bit more about, in this area. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen a crop circle myself, so I don't know too much on it. I'm learning, but it was a very, very cool experience to see that museum.
I think one of the interesting things about crop circles is that, you know, a lot of people have admitted that that they've been responsible for some of the more fancy ones. And, I mean, we're talking about they consider themselves artists who go to great lengths to actually map out how these circles are going to be made, how long it's going to take them to do it, and then they do it. But what's unusual is that a lot of them admit that while they're in the process of doing that, they experience weird things as they're laying these crop circles out. They see, you know, weird lights in the sky. They hear noises in the field that sounds like there's other people out there with them, all kinds of unusual things. So like everything else when it comes to the world of the paranormal, there's no easy explanation for things.
Yes, that's absolutely true. No easy explanation. I think fact that people experience strange stuff even while creating the crop circles themselves goes to show how much our intent and our energy plays into the phenomena again, and how maybe sometimes we can even create what it is that we're trying to create. It makes me think of like accidentally creating hauntings or, you know, egregores. But
one sad thing about crop circles, on my part, a famous rock musician wrote a book about crop circles in the early 2000s. And I didn't learn about it until a year or two after he died. Famous being his name was Reg Presley. He was the lead singer of the Troggs. And I don't know if, Amanda, this is way before you were born. His big hit record was Wild Thing. You never heard that song?
I think I've heard Wild Thing. Maybe. Yeah.
And he was big into UFOs and crop circles.
Oh. I didn't know that.
So another one of your stories here on Instagram that I found fascinating was the one called Strange Reoccurrences.
Yeah.
With the bloodstone.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that one.
Yeah, I have a tumbled rock. It's really nothing special. I bought it sometime around when I first started investigating, so around 2008. A piece of bloodstone, and it was my first, like, special rock or special gem or whatever that I ever bought, and over the years, I've lost it, I've forgotten where it was, I forgot it existed, and it always manages to show back up somewhere, and it's funny because bloodstone in particular, the spiritual or, you know, the metaphysical properties to bloodstone are like, whatever, it's not like it when it shows back up, it's like, not like it's this huge message. I just think it's this strange thing that happens to me where I'll reach in a bag and all of a sudden it's in the bag, or it'll show up with my other rocks or whatever. I have no idea. I have a rock, that bloodstone, that does that. And then I also have a ring from my mother that has done that as well. And I just think it's fascinating and funny how, how some things like that will just show up and stick around in our life forever. It's like, I'm not a very organized person. I always find it quite strange when that rock shows back up in my life, but kind of funny.
It sounds like a living rock.
Yeah, like a sentient rock.
I had once had a living pair of reading glasses where I laid it down in front of my color printer, which is to my left. I didn't see it, didn't know what happened. So I got a spare, and I'm always looking in that direction because I might print a document, might scan something. And then a few days later, I look again, and there are the glasses. Now, I'm not in the kind of household where somebody here is going to do something wacky.
But it happens anyway.
Yeah, sounds right.
Well, you know, there's a and I can't remember exactly the name of the book. There's this woman who wrote this book, and basically it was just story after story of situations just exactly like that, where things will disappear, reappear, seemingly not on a random basis. And, you know, she was somebody that I'd always wanted to get on one of our shows, but at the time she wrote the book, she was already 80 plus, and I sincerely doubted that we'd be able to get her. But, you know, it's a reoccurring theme when it comes to paranormal phenomena, especially a lot of hauntings, of things that just seem to walk off on their own. And I know that I had an experience, and of course my wife accuses me of it just being man blindness, which, I mean, I've been guilty of that. But I had bought a certain kind of soda that I liked, and, you know, I treated myself to it. And as I was bringing the groceries home, I put the soda into the refrigerator to have later after I got everything unpacked. Unpacked everything, went into the refrigerator to get it. It wasn't there. Okay, I said, okay, now I'm pretty sure that I put it there. I looked all around, went back out into the car, checked all the other places. Nope, it wasn't there. You know, I was like, okay, I know what, you know. And so then a little later in the day, went back in the refrigerator. There it was.
It was getting its revenge on Tim Swartz. We have Amanda Paulson with us. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
New York State health officials have found indications of additional cases of poliovirus in wastewater samples from two different counties, leading them to warn that hundreds of people may be infected with a potentially serious virus. Just 2 weeks ago, the New York Health Department reported the nation's first case of polio in almost a decade. The health department reiterated that it is still investigating the virus's origin, and it is not clear yet whether the infected person in Rockland County was linked to other cases. Officials said the case occurred in a previously healthy young man who was unvaccinated and developed paralysis in their legs. This is USA Radio News. Two people are dead and eight survivors were rescued from waters of Florida Keys, the U.S. Coast Guard has confirmed. Authorities continue to search for another five people who are still in the water. The Coast Guard said in a statement that the 15 people, all thought to be migrants, were on board an illegal voyage. It is not clear from where they had traveled.
Taiwan is calling China its evil neighbor for conducting live fire military drills around the island. Taiwan's defense ministry on Friday claimed that multiple batches of Chinese fighter jets were crossing the median line in the waters between China and Taiwan. The Chinese army is conducting military exercises around the island in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's recent visit and has declared several danger zones around Taiwan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Oh, what exciting times we have. Weird things are happening. But what most impresses me about this is that somebody less than half my age gets out there, is doing the work, trying to figure out what's going on. And we have asked this question on the Paracast with guests who have been around at this for a while. Is this ever going to be solved? Amanda, as the next generation, what do you think?
Absolutely not. Is this going to be solved? I mean, I hope not. Not for myself. I think the search is, like, I don't know if I'm on this journey or if I'm searching, I don't think I'm doing that to solve anything or to reach any, like, conclusion. I'm just kind of, like, trying to live the time I have here to its fullest and with my eyes, you know, as wide open as possible and experiencing everything that there really is here. So I'm not going to try to solve anything. And truly, I know a lot of other people have said this before, but anyone who says that they know the answer to any of this stuff, like, definitely does not, you know, like, they're not telling the truth, because none of us, as long as you're searching, really know what's going on, you know, really, like, really know the answers to these huge life questions. I don't know, that was a long meandering answer, sorry, but no, I don't think that we're going to solve anything. I'm not going to solve anything. I hope that I can bring some things out from beyond the veil. I hope I can bring some things to the forefront and we can help understand things a little bit better, but I'm not out to solve anything.
Well, you know, long and meandering is my middle name because I was never given one.
Well, what would you say to somebody who's wanting to start in doing this kind of stuff themselves? I mean, you know, what kind of advice would you have?
I mean, my advice in the past has been, not so much advice, but rather that anyone can do it. So for some reason, I get a lot of younger people online telling me, like, oh, what do I have to do to be able to do this? It's like, well, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to meet any prerequisite. You know, anyone can paranormal investigate or can search after these kind of things. But now I realize, too, I think it's important to have at least kind of an idea of your purpose or why you're looking, just a little bit of a direction for yourself, or else there's just so much out there and so many conflicting beliefs and so many different paths and directions that you can take in the supernatural, in paranormal phenomena, that I think that you can easily get really confused and maybe not get the fullest out of the experience of experiencing the occult or experiencing paranormal phenomena. So I guess my advice would be, know why you're doing it, at least a little bit. You can leave it open to change direction if you want. But, some young people now, they get into the paranormal because they want to be on TV, or they want, they want fame, which is truly a viable career direction now. And now with the internet, it's easier than ever to honestly go after that. To those people, I won't speak on what I think about that, but for anyone else who's not going that direction, it's like, well, why do you want to search into the paranormal? Is it because of an experience you had as a kid? Is it because you're questioning your religion? Is it because you like the thrill of the ghost hunt or whatever? I don't know. Just identify at least some kind of purpose for yourself and a direction to take.
Do you find that there are people who contact you thinking that they're going to start doing this and not only become famous, but just make tons and tons of money, able to monetize whatever it is that they're doing?
I don't know. What's funny is I get contacted more about people who want the fame or recognition or the legacy more than maybe money. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that I'm also in a very specific niche in paranormal online culture, but it seems that there's a lot of people who just want to be heard or to be the best. That's another thing too with being online, is a lot of people want to be the expert or the best immediately. And I just think that that's not the point, at least not for me. It's learning and being a student of the cosmos essentially is the most fulfilling part of doing this so much, it's just experiencing it and slowing down life and it just really getting to experience really strange stuff. And people want to skip past that and just get the recognition of being the best at something. I don't know. I think people should slow down. Just slow down. I mean, life goes really fast. I am still young. I'm 32, but it feels like every year I get older, life moves even faster, and I feel like I'm grasping at each year as it goes by, and I'm just I want to experience more and more and more. Why would anyone, 22, 23 years old want to just hurry it up and be the top of their game? I don't know, whatever. Now I'm really rambling, but
rambling is allowed. I know that. We allow rambling here. I just wanted to point out here too, are you familiar with other younger people interested in the field, like Ryan Sprague or perhaps Micah Hanks?
I don't know them personally. I think I know who Ryan Sprague is, but I don't know them myself. Ryan Sprague is on TV, I believe. Correct?
Yes. Oh, yes, he has been.
Yeah. No, I don't know them personally, but...
Well, I mean, it's just, to me, somebody who is wanting to get into this possibly for the fame, it's just got, the majority of the time, they're going to be disappointed. and it's people who are wanting to get involved in UFO research thinking that they're going to make a bunch of money from it. It's like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I remember, gosh, there was a show, it was briefly on the Sci-Fi Channel, and I think it was Dan Aykroyd who was hosting it, but it was like a panel group, and they had Stanton Friedman on, and at one point, one of the panelists was Al Franken. And I think this was before he became a senator, but he just outright said to Stanton Friedman, he says, "You make a lot of money doing this, don't you?" Implying that, he was only in it for the money, or that there was something wrong with trying to make a living off of. So I think the idea is that somehow if you're trying to help support yourself, in your investigations, make some money, that somehow that taints everything, that you're not supposed to make money, because if you do, then you'll just be lying about everything, sensationalize everything, I guess. And sure there's been some people, who've done that over the years, naturally, but I think that it's not really the norm.
I have a fast comment to make about that, and then we'll go into our next segment here, which will be the final segment of the main show. And that is that we say if someone's in paranormal investigation, they write a book, they get a check. They do a lecture, and sometimes they get paid for it. And sometimes the check doesn't bounce. And I think, wait a minute, folks. A scientist doesn't go to work and do it free. A doctor doesn't go to work and do it free. We have lots of professional people who go to work. Certainly, it's work if you're going to make a few burgers or something, or do a delivery of food from a restaurant to someone's home. So why, if it's in the paranormal, something's got to be wrong? One more segment for our regular show with Amanda, Jean, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Micah Hanks of the Graylian Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, Amanda Paulson will continue with After the Paracast for more discussion, but I think you see the point, Amanda, that I was making. We should honor work, not assume that because somebody gets paid for something, they've got to be dishonest.
Yeah, I think it's totally fine if somebody gets paid for doing something they're passionate about. I think it just gets muddy when people do something to make money and weren't originally interested in it. It's just differentiating your purpose, yeah. Nothing wrong with making money if you're doing something well.
Before we run out of time here, wanting to ask you, has there been any case that you have been on, and you know, I know you talked about it with the Lizzie Borden house, where, you know, you were in it and you were, after a while, you're just like, oh my God, what have I got myself into?
Yeah, so I will tell a little story from the time that I spent filming a documentary out on the Olympic Peninsula. It was my first night investigating near Lake Crescent, which is like a pretty famous, very deep lake in the Olympic Peninsula and in the Olympic National Forest as well. So it's a very rainforesty area. And it was middle of winter. It was actually on the winter solstice, which had a lot of significance for the case. I get out of the car and kind of start walking through the woods to where we're going. And the feeling I got in the woods was something I've never ever felt before. And that was feeling like I was very much a visitor and almost feeling like I was on thin ice, so to speak. Like I felt like I was being watched, like maybe I wasn't supposed to be there. And I started questioning, is what I'm doing right? Should I even be digging into anything in this area? Because it felt very outside of myself. It felt very primordial, very elemental. As the night went on, I started experiencing things that are very, some noises and things that are very common in Sasquatch experiences. You know, as I started investigating the case that we were filming, there was just a lot of strange phenomena and strange, like, visualizations that were coming forward, which is another thing I've only just gotten into in the last couple of years, which is more of, like, trance-type mediumship experiments, which I kind of jumped into thinking, you know, I can do anything. I can get a big head sometimes and think I can just jump right into something and be okay. But that time out in the forest and near the lake in the Olympic Peninsula was felt so ancient and old and outside of my realm of expertise that I definitely wondered, but what did I get myself into? Am I ready for this kind of experience? I pushed through it, but it led to some crazy stuff. So I'm grateful for it now, but there have been some instances, and most often than not, those instances where I feel like, what did I get myself into, typically have to do with not so much like traditionally haunted locations, but rather elemental type spirit activity, or more having to do with outside or the grounds, the land that I'm on, like a more ancient energy. That's the times that I've felt over my head or like really, really intense, with the exception of Lizzie Borden House, which was just wild. But as we had spoke about, that started with a journey through the park in Bridgewater Triangle. So, you know, it's something to it. I don't know. Yeah, the Olympic Peninsula is pretty wild. So,
and an experience like that is very humbling.
Yeah, absolutely. The entire time I spent out there was incredibly humbling, and it changed the trajectory of my investigating, truly. And I would say, I mean, I had explored some of these topics that we've been talking about, you know, interconnection and phenomena and stuff. I explored it a little bit, but my time out there being humbled by an energy that felt so outside and above myself humbled me back. It kind of kicked me back into, I'm a student. I'm not an expert of the phenomena. I don't have any control over the phenomena. I am not here to control it. You know, sometimes I just have to sit back and see what it has to teach me. So yeah, it is very humbling.
Well, that's, you know, that's an interesting point, because, yeah, I mean, we were talking earlier about what you would tell people who are interested in getting into this themselves, and yeah, and you're like, what can I tell you? I'm still a novice myself, basically.
Well, I guess my best piece of advice is accepting that you will be a student for about many things over the course of your life, always. You know, I mean, you may reach a level of expertise about something, or you'll specialize in something. You'll have loads and loads of experience, you know, but when it comes to the unknown, it's unknown for a reason, and you have to be willing to still be willing to learn and be humbled for as long as you do it. Really, that really circles back around to the trickster element of it too, is like not trying to control it too much, not trying to be like to have governance over the phenomena, letting it just happen, you know, and not thinking that you're, because I have, you know, 15 years of experience or whatever, I have some kind of authority on it. I'll be a student. I'll happily be a student of it for a long time.
Well, it's like, you know, how many people have you seen go into situations? I mean, they're just, you know, loaded up with every bit of equipment that's out there possible, and then just end up at the end of the day or evening or whatever, you know, with their tail between their legs saying, we didn't do that right.
Yeah, that's been me many times.
Yeah. Well, and that's the interesting thing, though, about the phenomena, is that it changes on you. You know, you think that you may have your finger on what's going on, or at least a portion of what's going on, and then suddenly it changes the rules.
Mm-hmm.
There are no rules.
Yeah, exactly. It asserts itself to remind us that there are no rules.
So, I mean, do you have any plans to, and I know that, you know, you're on social media, but, you know, any plans to, like, write a book or do more videos online, things like that?
Yeah, it's funny you ask that, because just on this trip to Europe, I was chatting with some people who are much farther along in their study in the field. And they asked the same thing, you know, what's next? What am I going to do? Especially with a little bit of a social media following, you know, what will I do with that? And just like 2 weeks ago, I had no idea. I was like, I don't know. I got this far, and now I'm like, I did film a documentary that I'm waiting for it to come out, but I can't just sit around and wait. And, you know, I want to do something next. I'd love to write a book one day, but I can't honestly say that that's on the table right now. But I did just start a video series online, which I'm excited to get more into, which is in regards to our trauma and its relationship to the paranormal and how we perceive the paranormal. So right now my focus is bringing some of these deeper philosophical questions and psychological questions to the forefront of the paranormal
Amanda Paulson, tell our listeners, please, where we can find more of your stuff.
I can be found at Pretty FN Spooky on all platforms. That's Pretty FN, not the real word, Spooky, on all platforms, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all of them.
You can find us on Facebook. Sometimes they don't let us put the URL for the Paracast.com there, but you can find us on Facebook. You can also check us out on Twitter for the Paracast. We also offer premium merchandise at theparacast.shop. That's theparacast.shop with the logos and all the good stuff. And we have the Paracast Plus. Amanda will be returning for our premium show after the Paracast, where we continue discussions from the main show and sometimes originate other stuff. You will also get a special version of this show free of the network ads. How about that, okay? To learn more, go to theparacast.plus. That's theparacast.plus. We also offer special deals. Such a deal, use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, and we'll give you a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions to the Paracast Plus. That's the Paracast.plus. Amanda Paulson, really great meeting you. Much luck with your career in the world of the strange and unknown. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.